Governor Walker came to Milwaukee just hours after the state Senate passed right-to-work legislation. It would make union dues and the private sector voluntary. Walker said the timing is right. For months, he maintained that right-to-work was not a priority, even though he supported it. He said he did not want a repeat of the massive opposition that surfaced to Act 10, his plan weakening public sector unions.
First term, was really not interested in having a repeat of what we saw 4 years ago. Believe that employers needed to have the stability of knowing going forward that we weren't going to see that.
Right to work wasn't the only thing on the governor's mind as he prepared to speak to conservative activists in Washington. They wanted to hear from several Republicans interested in running for president. Walker said terrorism is a big concern.
I think for many of us, as we watch the videos of the horrific scenes of the beheadings and the burnings and other things out there, I think increasingly Americans are worried and want to make sure that we take the fight to them before they take it to us when it comes to radical Islamic terrorists in and around the world. And I think just as a parent, I want to make sure for my children's sake and other sons and daughters like them that we never have something like that wash up in American soil.
Local reporters also wanted to know what Walker thinks about leading other potential GOP candidates in polls. He said he understands there's a long way to go.
I used to run track. I guess I'd rather be ahead than behind, but there's going to be a lot of ups and downs along the way. And after three elections in 4 years, the last two of which I was the number one target in America, I guess I'm kind of used to up and downs.
Walker has not officially launched a presidential campaign, although he is raising money and traveling to meet with potential supporters. The budget he's proposed for Wisconsin remains in the hands of the legislature. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.